Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life.
Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa. I'm Lisa.
And I'm James.
So today is a great special day because we have a wonderful guest with us. His name is Elias Patras. And Elias is an intuitive motivator, a psychic medium, an author, and an empowerment coach, a motivational speaker, and a facilitator of the Empower Retreat Series. He's the winner of the 2019 Celebrate Your Life Events Speaker Program. He's committed and passionate about teaching content that promotes growth and exploration of self. And his work has a clear focus on how we co-create our life with the divine and deserve everything that we want for our highest good. He's also a creator of a very specialized line of energy balancing sprays and candles to enhance areas of mind, body, and spirit in being balanced and aligned. And in his work as a psychic medium and intuitive, Elias believes the key to learning and personal growth is how to listen to and connect to the signs and signals that we are receiving all the time. His mission is to help others understand and tap into their intuition and their inner voice. And so today we're going to talk about we're going to have a conversation with Elias about switching our mindsets and tapping into our inner voice. So welcome, Elias.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you to the both of you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
so
for being with us.
Excited to have you here.
Thank you.
It's so synchronous too, because literally I have the last 2 weeks I have been educating myself as well as really kind of having my mind in this inner guidance system, right? I've listened to a ton of podcasts on it. And so it's just so crazy that we're having this conversation right now about this part of us, this inner guidance piece of us that helps us, you know, walk our path of our greater good or our highest self. And so I'm definitely interested in this conversation today.
Yeah, and thank you for the work that you do, Elias, because it's really needed these days.
It is something that I enjoy, that I'm passionate about, that I get up every morning just with a smile on my face and like, I am geeked to do this work. I'm just like, oh, good. What else can I do today? And, what other workshop can I think about, or what program can I do, or how do I educate myself so then I can help educate others? I just think it's so important to do that.
Yay, yeah. That's awesome. I love it. And it's so great to wake up every morning with a smile on your face. That's these are the kinds of things that we talk about with our listeners. So, a lot of mindset type, topics. So you call yourself an intuitive motivator. So I just wanted to ask you, what is an intuitive motivator? How do you describe that?
So what I do as an intuitive motivator, I take my years of coaching, mix it up with the intuition, and then the years of teaching, and I help motivate others to find and support them in letting go of old patterns that no longer serve them. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, they can connect, educate, and grow into their endless, limitless possibilities.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's very powerful.
and it's funny because I was like, I was always introducing myself. Hi, my name's Elias Patras. I'm an empowerment coach, a retreat and workshop facilitator, on and on and on. And I'm like, how do I squish that into one thing? And what came to me was intuitive motivator.
Motivator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
When you talk about empowering yourself, right? And moving forward with that, what does that look like? I mean, what is somebody who works with you, what do they experience?
Well, that's a great question, James, because when you talk about empowering self, what does that really mean? Well, for me, it means something so simple about how do we love ourselves even more? Mm-hmm. How do we just step into honestly, truly loving all of us, the bumps, the rolls, the freckles, the outside, the inside? How do we love that and say yes to self? Because I think what happens is we constantly say, no, I can't, or no, I won't, or I'm too afraid, or I have fear of. Well, what's the fear? The fear is fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection. And when we look at the word fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. I love that.
And I love that,
so
right?
True. Yeah.
It's so true.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's a lie.
What we've stepped into, and what we've stepped into, is closing down our comfort zone. So what I tell people is, do you want to expand it? Because when you expand it and you have growth, that can be a little challenging. It's like mm-hmm. when we were younger and we had growing pains. Well, to step outside of that comfort zone is to have that growing pain. It's like, it feels uncomfortable. Well, it feels uncomfortable until you actually do it. You know, some people like to dip their foot in the water to test it out. Other people to just jump right in.
I love that concept of expanding your comfort zone. I never thought of it that way, because I've always thought of, yeah, if you're going to stay in your comfort zone, then there won't be any growth. You're going to be stuck. Right. And because growth is uncomfortable, but I love that idea of expand your comfort zone. Love that.
And think about it this way. Okay, so we're talking a little bit, obviously, about switching our mindset. But if we tap into what we get messages like, oh, you know, for example, here's a great example. You're getting ready for work. You woke up out of bed a little crabby because you didn't sleep well. So now you're like, well, I need a cup of coffee, right? So a cup of coffee is going to do it, right? Because coffee cures everything for most people. So you pour yourself a cup of coffee and then you're looking at your clock and like, oh crap, you're late, right? Then what happens? You're rushing and you spill the coffee on your shirt or blouse, whatever. Now you're even more angrier, more upset. Instead of saying, huh, this happened. I wonder why this happened. Could this mean that I have to take my time now to change? Because currently, if I left right now, I might be in a car accident, or I might be in a car jam, or I might be somewhere where I'm not supposed to be, but I'm supposed to be detained right here.
So like seeing that there's a potential gift in whatever's happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just and like my,
go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, just like the new book that's coming out for me, you know, switching the, you know, changing, I shouldn't say switching, changing the FU into thank you, flipping the
love
script
that.
And seeing the gift.
Yeah.
It's
love
a gift.
That. That's
it's
a great gift that book title. I can't wait to read that.
Hopefully in a couple months. So we'll see.
Yeah. Awesome.
But it is really changing that mindset. It's
yeah.
really shifting it and going, okay, what's the gift here? Am I paying attention to my inner voice? Am I going to allow myself to get upset, or I'm going to be like, huh, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
and so many things
happen. A lot of people though don't like that term. I've had many people say that to me. I don't like that. Everything happens for a reason. So what's another way? I've been thinking, what's another way that you could say that? But I like the idea of finding the gift in what's happening.
Right. So that could be another way. Let's find the gift in why. Or this happened to show me something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what a lot of people get hung up on is that there's this predetermined like outcome of life, that there's this destiny that we all live in.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what you're saying. I don't think you're saying things are predestined. I think you're saying that there are signs or indications that the universe, God, source, whatever, is providing to you to let you know, to your point, hey, the mindset you have right now is leading you down a path of more pain or more more problems, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's wanting to help you. You are wanting to help you in some extent, right? Wanting to help you make a shift. That's right. What I think you're saying. Is that accurate? Or
totally. And when we look at the word mindset, so M, I learn from my mistakes. I can improve through hard work.
Mm-hmm.
N, I never give up. D, I am determined. S, success comes from self-reflection. E, effort will help me see improved results. And T, I always attempt my best.
I love that. Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
The T was a little difficult, so I'm like, attempt. I'll just focus on the T part of attempt.
Yeah, but there's a lot of juiciness in that, the whole thing.
Yeah. And it's about, you know, these pieces. How do we have a different outlook to shift the perspective? Understanding the shift of stuck energy when we self-talk,
mm-hmm.
believing that we are more than enough, just not good enough, more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge piece. Yeah. Each lesson makes us stronger. And here's my favorite. Things happen for us, mm-hmm. not to us.
Yeah, right? I love that.
Yeah,
This is for you. I say that to myself a lot when I'm like, oh, frustrated about something, like, okay, this is for me.
And I think, Lisa and James, we have to look at the signs that happen when those happen, like losing my mom, you know, having her gone, and she died in 2000. And the day of my mom's wake, my dad was in a nursing home. I got a phone call at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they said, Mr. Patras, and I was half out of it. I'm like, I'm sorry he's not here, meaning my dad. And they said, your father is bleeding internally. We have to rush him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I had to leave my dad in ICU to get to my mom's wake at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
And I stood there going, why did this happen? Why did this happen? I'm like, okay, God, spirit, universe decided, you know what? My dad at 92, or 91 actually, 91, couldn't handle that. You have the strength to handle this. You can do this. And my mom's favorite bird, and I know, Lisa, we've talked about this, my mom's favorite bird is a robin.
Yep, mine, yeah.
And she loved robins. And at her gravesite, everyone's putting the flowers on top of the grave. And I'm like, Mom, I just need to know that you're here. I miss you already. I don't know how I can handle this without you. And I looked up, there were 12 robins around all of us.
Wow.
In a circle.
That is crazy.
So if you're not paying attention, you miss that kind of thing.
You miss,
right?
That. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, I was a little crazy in the beginning. I'm like, oh, that's a sign. Oh, this is a sign. Oh my God, that's a sign. Oh, wait, you know, I just saw the word Coco and I just said it 5 minutes ago. Oh my God, that must be a sign. You know, we can get a little crazy with it, but I think once we get out, you know, it's like a kid learning how to ride. Oh, this is fun. And once you get used to it.
I think it's good to do with that. I think it's good to see everything as a sign, because then you are going to start to really notice things.
To hone in. And start going, okay, now I get it.
It's
now I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what it is about, trusting that inner voice. It's that it's that first thought that comes up, not the, well, maybe if I went here and now I don't know. You know, it's going with the very first thought that pops in. Because the moment that you start thinking about it, that intuition piece is gone.
Yeah. So what advice do you have to someone who does really get stuck in their head and is thinking, well, you know, I can't tune in. I'm not going to notice the signs. I don't know how. And it's mainly because they're, you know, stuck in the hamster wheel. Like, do you have any tips or something that you suggest?
So what I like to do is when I go to bed at night, please show me what I need to learn or where I need to go, either in dream time or when I wake up. Mm. And thank you. And then when I wake up, I say a little bit of gratitude. And then I say, what would you like to teach me today?
Ooh,
softly, like gently, and quickly. That's the key. Softly, gently, and quickly.
I don't know. The universe is going to do, like, has its own way of doing things. So
I know, and I ask, because I mean, sometimes a good kick in the butt is what I need, but sometimes I'm like, gently, you can gently just go boop, and then I get it. I will get it. So
I wanted to ask you too. I love the notion of this guidance process. A lot of our listeners tend to be kind of in their heads, left brainers. We call them left brainers, engineers, IT people, that kind of folk. I would say typically rely on, you know, reasoning and logic to guide them through their experience in life. What would you tell a person like that to help them maybe introduce a little more inner guidance, a little more like 10% more today? I want to tap into a little bit more of this kind of internal guidance process or universal guidance process. What would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I would say is when you say yes to yourself, the universe says yes back. Yeah. So that's the first thing to say, okay, I'm open. I'm going to just say yes to being open. That's it. Just to say yes to being open and then start noticing. Please show me things that I will understand that resonates with me and my individual energy. Now, you don't have to say those words because maybe somebody might not get that, but hey, I'm open today. Show me something that I can understand and thank you. Mm. You've acknowledged it. You've said it. You said thank you as if it's already going to happen. And that's it. Because think about it. If we do what we've always done, we're going to get what we always get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So just do something different.
Yeah. Do something. Stepping out of your comfort zone.
Try something different. Yeah.
Expand.
Expand it.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Yes.
I wrote that down as a visual. I love that.
Good.
So, okay. So basically your message is, okay, when you get up today, or if you're listening to this in the evening, whatever, just say, I'm open and thank you. And you're saying what? What will follow typically?
What will follow is it depends on the individual, and I'm going to be a little cheeky with this, but in a good way, because if you're like, all right, I expect this and I'm going to have this and okay, I sat here and I, you know, I rattled over here and I shook my hands over here and I did the shimmy, you know, what, you know, if you're it's really simple. It's so, we tend, myself included, tend to make things a little bit more productive than they need to be. And when we can just open up and say, hey, this is simple. You know, I'm saying this, it's as simple as breathing. Yeah. You don't think about it, you just do it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I always tell people I have a core value of efficiency, which is just a guide or a disguised way of saying I overcomplicate life.
Yeah.
And I call it efficiency.
Well, and my efficiency word would be perfection. So when I cut out that perfection piece and I was like, I'm going to take some notes from my friends across the pond and get rid of the word perfect and put in the word excellent or brilliant. Ooh. Because I love when the Brits say excellent or that's brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, I do
brilliant,
too.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Yes. Right? So when I let go of that piece of perfect, mm-hmm. I got more information. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, Lisa, you said this, it's not up to me. You know, we're co-creating with the universe. Yes. God, spirit, universe, whatever you want to say. We're co-creating. But we have to allow that other piece to come in and say, oh, you wanted something better for me. And I was trying to control it to make it perfect this way.
Yeah. Yeah. So have the gratitude, ask for guidance, and then allow the guidance to come however it comes.
Right.
No expectations. Right.
No expectations. Because if we want to manifest things, and I talked about this during my Celebrate Your Life speaker program. When I went to Sedona to do the 2-hour talk, I did it manifesting your desires and I came up with an equation. And the equation is desire plus idea plus action. Then you have to have the passion and the belief, the faith and the trust, and then the thankfulness and the gratefulness. Now, when I say grateful, I don't mean the gratitude. I mean feeling great within, full of greatness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what gets you what you want. If you don't, if you miss a certain part of this, not going to happen.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's the part when you just do something simple. So get rid of the rattles, get rid of the feathers, get rid of the bowls, get rid of the, you know, the chimes and let's go ding. Woo. It's happening, right? Right. Or the, you know, waka waka dance that you want to do. So get rid of all and just say, yes, I'm saying yes to myself today to be open. I'm saying yes today to see the gifts that I need in my life. And thank you.
I love that formula. So I would like to, maybe what we'll do is we'll post it on with the recording. We'll post it because I just love that. Yeah, that's great. So I wanted to make sure that we spent a little bit of time talking about any events that you have coming up. And I know you have a theme coming up for the month of July. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So in July, I do Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives.
How can people find you?
They can find me by going to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/ Elias Patras.
Okay.
Simple, easy. And
we'll post that too.
Awesome. And on Facebook, when I have a guest speaker, I'm not that high tech yet. I don't know how to do guest speaker on Facebook and Instagram at the same time. I have no idea. But at 56, I'm like, you know what? I just figured out the Facebook piece. Let me just stay with that.
Give me some time.
Right. I'll do, and when I'm by myself, I could do both Instagram and Facebook. But on Wednesdays, I have guests. On Wednesdays for July, the theme is enhancement. So on July 7th, I have my friend Gene Tyndall, who's coming in to talk about enhancement of self with crystals, healing crystals. Mm-hmm. On the 14th, my friend Susan Healy is coming in talking about enhancement of skin, scalp, and hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to blend in the enhancement of how do we touch the top of that head? And what does that mean for that energy to come in, crown chakra, spiritual energy to come in from the top of the head? I also have my friend talking about on the 21st, enhancing your sixth sense.
Ooh.
And then we also have, the 28th, I have a special guest and I'm just waiting for her to say yes. So,
it's a special guest. You have one on July 17th too. That's a Saturday, I think. That's me.
I was going to go to the Saturdays and I have on Saturday, I do the the couple, and then I have a guest, which is you,
Yay!
On the 17th, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so that's okay. So we'll post all of the information so people can find you. But I also noticed that today you were so generous to offer for any of our podcast listeners, I'm assuming, 25% off of your coaching.
25% of all that's, coaching that's pro- a, packages.
That's
yes.
Very generous. Very generous. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yes. So they just need to mention that they listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
That
correct. Correct. And they get 25% off either this 3-month, 6-month, or 9-month package.
Oh, awesome.
That is pretty generous.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure there's a ton that want to work with you because, I mean, I want to work with you. Your energy is so wonderful and so bright and so, you know, we're recording this pretty early in the morning and I mean, you've brightened my morning just being with you.
I don't usually start this early.
I know. I was like, I was that guy. I need coffee.
And Elias is in a different time zone than James and I. We're just kind of like, ugh.
I'm like, come on. I've been up since 6. Let's go.
Me too. But that was 2 hours later. Sure,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I just need a cup of Elias every morning and I'm good to go.
Forget about the cup of Joe. Get a cup of Elias. Yeah.
Well, okay, we really appreciate you being with us today.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have you back for a different topic on a different day.
That would be great.
Yeah. Thank you so much, James and Lisa. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And with that, I guess we will say goodbye.
We'll call it a wrap. Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.